The reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, 19 to 24. Treasures in heaven. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
We come to our Stewardship Sunday, and I hope all of you have been praying about the way that you'll commit, whether it's resources or time in the coming year. The church as a whole needs you, and Cindy was great in telling us things that we've done in the past, as well as you know the things that we're doing now, right? And we're going to have a celebration Sunday, if you have not heard, in the coming weeks, just to celebrate all that we're doing, because one of the things that we learned in Leadership Institute, Danny and Colin and Aaron and I, was that churches are not celebrating the good things that they're doing enough. People don't know the good, and we need to know the good in life as well, right? But friends, it's not just about the pledge cards and what you put on them. There's more to being stewards than filling out the pledge cards. There's having the heart and mindset to continue the mission for God as well. The United Methodist Church revealed many decades ago that their mission was, and I quote, to make disciples of Jesus Christ for the transformation of the world. Now, this isn't dissimilar to many other Christian denominations, is it? We're all trying to have people meet Christ and understand how much God loves them. But our emphasis is a little different. And someone told me not long ago that they had been taught that Methodists believe that you can buy your way to heaven either through works or money. I just about wanted to faint, okay? So I wanted to share with you, because stewardship is part of what we believe in as the second part of salvation through Christ. You see, we have an emphasis both on personal discipleship, which is growing the faith and following Jesus, and on social and global impact, working towards justice and mercy and transformation for the wider world. Amen? Amen? We express our mission through five core practices, and you may or may not know these. I had to memorize them for seminary, but they are worship, encountering God and expressing devotion; discipleship, growing in faith through learning, prayer, and spiritual formation; service, acting with love and compassion towards others; evangelism, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ; and social holiness, working for justice, mercy, and peace in society. Now, why do I bring this up on a stewardship week where we're usually just talking about how many people are in the pews and how much money we're going to gather together so we can put those two together and do the best work that we can do? Very important. Well, it's because I want to make sure that we are reminded of a couple things that are very, very important. The first is that we believe that the only response that is essential for salvation is faith. Amen? Amen. Faith. Faith in God. No works of good, no donations of wealth, nor words of praise will earn you salvation. Faith in God and Christ Jesus is the key. Nothing is limitless by our frailties as people, or limited to our frailties as people, nor warranted by our efforts, you might say. Faith is the key to salvation. And yet, now here's that old Methodist part, okay? And yet, the fruits of our faith are immediately intertwined when we become saved. As we receive God's grace and love, and we accept the Lord Jesus Christ as our Savior, we must remind ourselves that the gift of salvation evidences itself by good works. Do you see the 1-2 there? Think of it as maybe Mike Tyson. 1-2, right? First comes the right with the salvation, and the next one, reducing evil, comes doing the good works. Does that make sense? Yes, this means that once we're saved through the accepting of the gift of God in Christ, we're also called upon to have response with such gifts from God, to do good works. Once you are born again, born of a new spirit, have the same mindset of Christ, I don't care which way or how you call that, our awakening and coming to Christ has a one-two, and we must share it. Why? Because sharing God's grace and showing good works in the service and mission of Christ through the church is part of being a new person, inside and out. John Wesley insisted on some things, as founders often can insist on things. And he thought that repentance had to come with good works too. One shows their repentance by doing works of piety and mercy, he would say, not just declaring, I'm sorry. When we feel the Holy Spirit in us and come up to be saved, at any moment, maybe you came as a child or an adult up to a kneeling rail at a church, or you came where there was a pastor praying. Maybe you came to the decision yourself and you motioned to someone that you knew, whether it was a pastor or a friend. I'm feeling something. I really think I believe. I need you to go forward with me. I know, Rebecca, you've had that with just even the laundry drop. The Holy Spirit comes into us. But what can happen too, as is all the time when we go out in the real world afterwards, doubts can come. Doubts can come and fill our minds. We can backslide, and those doubts can overtake us so that sometimes we don't even believe anymore, or we don't act as we're believing. We may need to work on accepting God's love once more if we've backslid it all. We need to fill ourselves up with love and grace to go on. Friends, stewardship is just a second and important step or action in saying we believe in God, in Jesus Christ, in the Holy Spirit. Stewardship is one of the ways that action is seen, the fruits of our labor, you might say. Now, we don't often recite creeds here. And I've had people ask me, and quite truthfully, I think I recited the creeds so much as a kid, I almost got sick of them. Did you ever eat anything so much that you got sick of it? And it didn't mean anything then. So I want it to mean something when we say it. I want us to really think about what we believe. And I tell kids that are in junior high and high school, you may go through life and at times you don't believe every single little thing, but you're still questioning. You're still working it out with God. That's not a sin. You're still asking the right questions to other believers. Amen? But let's look back today, of all days, at the Apostles' Creed. And will you join me in saying it, please? I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead, he ascended into heaven, and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty, from whence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, in the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. John Wesley insisted too that true evangelical faith, as he called it, should then grow people that live and act in the same manner. Evangelical faith, he said, should manifest itself in evangelical living. I would say it a little bit differently than these 1,700 words. For me, I'd say that the holy beliefs and the faith in them that we profess and have just professed, however that is in our lives, at whatever time in our life, should be seen through us living in a holy and good, faithful manner. Amen? It is therefore expected of all who continue therein, said Wesley. Meaning, once you know God the Father, the Son Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit that can be with us at all times, then we should continue to evidence that we believe. Acts must follow closely along with belief and faith. Now, how many of you as Methodists can say you know the three rules that we're supposed to live by? The really short little rules. Number one, do no harm. This is hard, but the big part is to avoid evil at any cost. Second, do good. Do good of every possible sort as far as possible to all of creation. Do good. And third, in layman's terms, means stay in love and in accordance with God. Staying in love with God's so very important. Because when we can have those doubts, when we have those times that we want to go on our own, and we're not staying away from evil very well, and we're not telling ourselves to do good, not harm, if we think about the love that we have for God and that God has for us, it can keep us away from a multitude of sins. Brothers and sisters, every day in which we claim to be Christians, we are saying that we not only believe in God, we believe in salvation through Jesus Christ, and that we will demonstrate Christianity by living as Christ lived. Do no harm. Do good of all kinds for all people on earth, and stay in love with God and in the accordances or commandments of God, all that you can. Christ lived with reverence to the lessons of the Scriptures, with the love to God, with love of all people. All people were the neighbors. He lived his life with passion for justice and a commitment to renewing life in this world by our reconciling with God. That reconciliation and relationship with God, one-on-one, and all of us together, is the good news of Christ. Amen? Living in the same way as Jesus, doing the same good acts he did, are what we as stewards carry on. We are the Lord's disciples here to make sure that others know the love and grace of God. If the church doesn't exist, there's no other nonprofit, there's no other group that without a church entity is doing that, right? We come today as servants of God, followers of Christ, to demonstrate love for all creation. We're called to put our money, our talents, our time, material goods, service, and witnessing like Doug and Cindy and others have done for us out there for everyone to see. Stewardship Sunday is a time that we know we can say yes or no to what we do. No one's going to be watching except God. It's a time to acknowledge what God's given us and what we see through the love of God to give to others. Do not store up yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy and where thieves break in and steal, but store up treasures in heaven where the moths and vermin are not and thieves cannot steal it. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Don't try to keep everything for yourselves and store it up for tomorrow. 1,000,001 things can happen, even with the best plans. Trust in God. Show and do good works, all that you can, while you have things on earth to share. And the storing up of treasures of heaven, that comes from your heart. Friends, treasures of heaven are God's justice, goodness, righteousness, love, grace, and compassion. That's what God gives us the most of, no matter who you are and what economic level you're at, right? Those are the treasures that we should store up, giving them out to other people and store up in ourselves to have energy and continue on to be God's witnesses and stewards here. What better way to love God back than to do God's goodwill here on earth? The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. And if then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? This is a metaphor for being able to take in and absorb the light of the world through Christ. It doesn't have anything to do with whether you or I go to the eye doctor and get eyeglasses or are told that we've become legally blind and shouldn't drive. That would be too much of a literal translation. But can you see how when you have eyes, you can absorb the light? Yes, you can feel it too, but this is just a metaphor, a story so that everybody can understand. When you absorb the light and the love of God and then you demonstrate it back to the world, like a candle gives off light, you will feel the light of Christ in you. You will feel that gift of love in you, and the world will see it too. If you don't, the world will see that darkness as well. How great is that darkness? Verse 24, no one can serve two masters. You cannot serve both God and money, finished Jesus. I hate to have to say it, friends, but there are many people that are prominent in the world today. They are easily witnessed hoarding money for themselves, cutting aid for others, trying to make people disappear that don't agree with them. They existed in Jesus' time, and they exist now. I'm sure they'll exist many centuries after I leave too. We must be aware. It does not matter, so don't start saying it's a race, a politics, a nationality, no matter what label you put on it. Jesus and God know that we're all over. And sometimes it's you and I, the same person at a different time, right? It's not a judgment in the sense that you're to blame or somebody else is to blame. It's an awakening. Do we hear that in the verses before this? I ask you now, take stock of yourself and your own faith, your own actions, your own relationship with God, which is the most precious gift you've ever been given through Christ. Help Christ Church to continue to bring other people to God. Help us to continue serving the community out there that needs to know God's love each and every day. Let your faith shine like the candle with your time, your talents, your service. For your light, like a candle, reflects your heart. Your commitment to bringing others to reconciliation and relationship with God for their salvation is proof of your acknowledging your own salvation and what a gift it is. It's all part of stewardship. First punch of evil, believing in God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and having salvation through them. Boom, second one, right coming after. Do good works. Show the world that you're a Christian. Amen and amen.